Back at it now in the no-spin zone, or is it the no-panic zone? I say the no-spin zone. Bill O'Reilly coming back to streaming television sometime soon. So I digress a wee bit, but this is the no-panic zone here on the Steve Gruber Show, and I want to share with you some excerpts from a Detroit News op-ed because it really hits on some important things. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has spent the last several months raising her national profile in a desperate bid to become Joe Biden's running mate, admitting recently that at least one conversation with Biden's team about the job after participating in more than 70 national media, cable news, and late-night TV appearances to boost her chances. It remains to be seen whether Whitmer will get the nod. She won't, by the way. Kamala Harris is the lead. I mean, it's possible, but it's not likely. She's certainly making campaigning for the former vice president a priority, saying in an interview she'll work like heck to make sure Biden wins Michigan, which, by the way, he won't. The governor should change her focus from politics to five key issues to help Michigan residents, so says the Detroit News. Protecting people in nursing homes and long-term care facilities, number one. Fixing the broken unemployment system, a close number two. Creating an opening plan with clearly defined metrics. Providing a plan for schools and addressing the state's budget deficit, which is going to be massive. According to an analysis from the Foundation for Research on Equal Opportunity, 42% of COVID-19 deaths nationwide are in nursing homes and long-term care facilities. Michigan's true percentage is unknown because there's no transparency. There is no honesty here. Whitmer keeps going back to, you know, it's science. You know, it's a new virus. We've never seen anything like this before. Yes, we have. We've seen coronaviruses for all of time. But she likes to use facts, science, and data to inform her decisions. But you can't take that seriously when the state still doesn't have a plan to protect those in nursing homes. And that's true. Both Republicans and Democrats have been critical, very critical, of the policy that continues today of COVID-19 patients that are positive being put into the same facilities as non-COVID-19 nursing home and long-term care facility residents. It's not safe. It is ignorant. It is science. The vulnerable residents living in nursing homes can't afford to wait any longer. Otherwise, they won't be there. At the same time, you've got a state where the unemployment rate is 22.7% the last time I looked. Almost 23% unemployment in Michigan. And by the way, just 2 weeks ago, 130,000 plus Michigan residents that were out of work still couldn't get their unemployment benefits. Weeks ago, it should have been all hands on deck to get it done, but it doesn't matter. Non-essential state employees who are working from home should have been getting training to assist the unemployment agency to make sure the people that needed or deserved unemployment insurance payments were getting them, but it didn't happen. All over the country, we were phasing in business. Now it's going to happen in Michigan finally, but there's no rhyme or reason to it. This strange six-point plan is, well, not very well done, I'll be kind to say. Michigan does not have any measurable metrics. That was the problem. And small business owners like those that own hair salons and gyms still being punished by the governor. In Macomb County, the executive, Mark Hackle, not shy about his frustrations with the lack of a common-sense plan or any plan at all. In a Detroit News article, Hackle said Whitmer's orders were vague and undefined and that all we hear from the governor's office is they need more information, more data, more testing before the state is completely open up, but no one can say if they're looking for specific numbers or percentages. It's frustrating, he said. At the Great Lakes Education Project, Beth DeShone recently wrote that Whitmer and the department still haven't offered word one on a plan to get teachers and students back in the classrooms. They didn't have a plan when the students left class. While the governor was running her mouth about there being no state or national plan to deal with COVID-19, she had no plan to run education in the state of Michigan. Still doesn't. Our kids have been out of school for months, and they still don't have a plan. It's basically summer break time at the end of this week. It's time to have a serious plan, which one does not exist. Not to mention the budget shortfalls which are coming. Some are saying it's going to be $3.2 billion this budget year. I'm going to tell you it's going to be twice that. It's going to be double that potentially. because of Whitmer's economic shutdown and reckless behavior based on science. It's a novel virus. We've never seen anything like this before. Yes, we have. 1957, 1968. You want to go all the way back to 1918? Yes, we have seen this before. We just didn't send sick people into nursing homes to get them sick. It didn't work that way. It's insanity is what it really is. It is insanity is what it is. At any rate, I'm glad that we're finally reopening. Oh, and by the way, Governor, to you and Dr. Mark, if your boat's still not in the water this weekend, give me a call. We won't talk politics. We'll just go for a boat ride. My boat's in. You'll love it. All my other friends, their boats are in. You know why? They planned ahead. They called ahead. It's pre-planning. It's having a plan. And it was based on data. The data being that sometime in April, the ice is going to go away. And so by early May, you should be planning to get your boat out. It's science-based. That's how we get our boat in the water. Science-based. Ice melts, water comes, people use boats. You know how we know that? It's what's been going on for millennia. Same thing with viruses. People get sick. Old people die from them. It's kind of the way it is. It's based on data and science. Don't worry about it, Governor. We're here for you. You bring Dr. Mark, we'll go for a boat ride on Lake Charlevoix or Walloon or wherever you want to go. I'll meet you. And it's a serious offer. We'll get along fine. I'll even bring you some adult beverages. Lord knows you could probably use one. I mean, I don't envy your position, but I do think there's some things we could be doing better, that's for sure. 52 after on a Tuesday. It's the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
The average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction Banner. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction Banner now. Start building Michigan's future. And yours today.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.